You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with my niece, Nikki Freed. Oh, my gosh, I am just so absolutely proud to see you up there, to see you rocking the world. You did 60% plus of the vote in the primary. Tell me what's going on with the general election, and why are so many people lining up first? Who's lining up behind you? Who'd you get endorsed by?
The entire state. The entire state of Florida, feels like.
It seems like.
You know, it does. We had a fantastic election night. You know, the numbers came in and it just proved once and for all, like, the vision that I have for the state and the vision that we've created across it. People are listening. People like the message. They like that this is an opportunity to have a new face, new ideas, new vision for the state of Florida and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And so we had a great night, and, you know, the phone didn't stop ringing across the state and across the country. There's people really excited for my candidacy and what I'm going to be able to bring to the table. So we've spent the last couple of days just looking at the numbers and starting to get ready for November.
So what's your vision, Nikki? If you could sum it up to tell our audience, what would your vision be and why are you different than the historic agriculture commissioners of the past?
You know, it's a matter of a new perspective. You know, I've talked about that, you know, a vision where when you have a commissioner who understands that our local farmers need a fighter and somebody out there who is going to take their message and give them opportunities to make sure that they're keeping their farms and giving back to their communities. You know, a vision where we are protecting our water supply and our water sources. That's Lake Okeechobee. That's our oceans. That's our drinking water. That's our water for our agriculture community. And somebody who's forward thinking of where, you know, how to, you know, sustainable water sources and making sure that our pipes are updated. And, you know, and then a vision where there's a commissioner of agriculture who is, in fact, watching out for the consumer. That has not been done in 20 plus years. Somebody who's going to actually do background checks and make sure that the concealed weapons permitting process is flawless. Somebody who's going to put safety of our citizens as a, you know, forefront. You know, and somebody who also sees that creating alternative crops like industrial hemp and the expansion of our medical marijuana program. You know, I have been, you know, very upfront about where I am on the medical marijuana program. That's why I decided to run this year. Because we haven't had somebody in Tallahassee who's not just fighting for the 72% of the Floridians who fought for this and voted for the constitutional amendment, but somebody who understands what the will of the people means and that we are public servants and that we are supposed to be, in fact, that serving the public and serving the people that have elected us there and the entire state. And we haven't seen that in, you know, in decades.
You know,
and I am that vision. And, you know, I just want to say, too, I will be the first female elected to this position in the state of Florida.
Well, the thing that always resonates when I talk to people is I always talk to them. I go, do you walk through Whole Foods and look at the mescaline greens? They go, yeah. I go, do you ever see, like, hemp in there? And they go, yeah. I go, do you ever buy it? They go, yeah. I go, do you know that can't be grown in the state of Florida? They go, what are you talking about? What is it with that?
Yeah. And we have a pilot program here that is really not a pilot program. And allowing industrial hemp to be grown here, it gives, I mean, it's so much benefits. One is it allows our farmers an alternative crop and making sure that, you know, some of these farmers are third, fourth, fifth generation Floridians that have been working the land. And we are not doing a good enough job giving them the resources and making sure that our rural communities, I mean, some of these rural communities where these workers are not up to par. There's no food stores. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no, you know, this general human rights issues that are not happening in our rural communities. And, you know, industrial hemp could provide those types of resources. And then it's also better for the environment. It's less water that's needed, less fertilizer. And then you utilize those products to actually create different types of products here, such as styrofoam and paper and straws. And again, it's an increase of the amount of, you know, jobs here available in the state. And then we have a tax revenue that can be utilized for affordable housing, for education, for infrastructure. And, you know, that's why I think I am absolutely different than anybody who's been in this position and absolutely different than the person I'm running against in the general election, because this is something that, you know, I'm forward thinking. I'm not, you know, it's time to do the restart button. I'm not the same old, same old. I'm something new, exciting. And I really do believe that the people in the state of Florida deserve and should demand more.
What would you do to clean up the water supply on the east and west coast that's been being fouled by the green slime on the east side and the red tide on the west side?
Yeah, this is a tragedy. And this is human-made. This isn't nature-made. This is human-made. This is a decade's worth of Republican administrations who have ignored it, haven't done any forward policies to make sure that the pollutants that's going into the waterway is not prevented. And now we've got the slug that is all over. I mean, I was talking to people today, you know, that are on both East and West Coast that have all these homes that they can't utilize. People are leaving, you know, Fort Myers, and they're leaving Stewart because of just that they can't utilize their property. And so some of this is creating a better water supply storage from the north and making sure that the pollutants are not going in from the north into the Lake Okeechobee.
So, you know, everybody I know, including me, is getting these texts and all these things. And I know that that position that you're running for runs the do not call. Can you help my life be more calm?
Yeah, and that's a big deal. You know, it definitely oversees the do not call list. And everybody's been complaining that, you know, they still get on the do not call list and they still get phone calls. And the reality is that because no one's been, you know, everybody has ignored this. And a lot of it's technology updates. A lot of it's going after the companies that are utilizing this list and actually having somebody who cares about it and making a difference.
Now, how about assault weapons? I mean, you got the marijuana card in that office and you also got the assault weapon card. How do those jive
together?
Oh, you don't? How does that work? What's going on?
No. So in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, what we oversee is the licensing.
Oh.
So we oversee the concealed weapons permits. We oversee the security guards, your hunting licenses.
Mm.
Those are things that we oversee. And what we've known is that past Commissioner Adam Putnam dropped the ball. For 13 months, somebody in his office did not do background checks on the concealed weapons permits. And so all these people fell through the cracks and got their permits and put the safety of our Floridians at risk.
Nikki, I want to just kind of wrap up because I know you've got to go to that speaking engagement. What is the one thing, the one message that you want to leave for the people of the state of Florida and beyond?
You know that I'm somebody who has historically fought for the underdog. I'm somebody who is going to put together, you know, it's not about red or blue. This is about, you know, the state of Florida is putting together, you know, crossing party lines, crossing the aisles, putting together good policy. And I'm somebody who is a hard worker. I'm fierce. I don't take no lightly. And we'll make sure that we do have a new vision and a new face for the agriculture community and somebody who's going to protect the consumer, somebody who's going to protect our Floridians, somebody who's going to fight for our 72% of our Floridians who voted for medical marijuana and make sure that's implemented, allowing our farmers to, you know, grow industrial hemp. You know, it really for the state, they have to know that I'm somebody who is going to be a steward of the land and a steward of the people and that we need people in that office who aren't going to do just the same old stuff that's been done for 30 years in the state of Florida. That isn't working. And we need somebody who has these new ideas and new vision to be placed in that office. And don't forget, I'm a member of the cabinet, which is also the clemency board for restoration of rights.
Restoration of felons' rights. And let's not forget, you also defended the homeowners when they were being assaulted by the banks. So, you know, you do have a great record of consumer protection. I'm looking forward to keeping up with you and hearing your updates as you go on the road. I want to thank you so much. And I'm going to end this the same way I started this. I am so proud. There's Wanda clapping in the background. Hey,
I mean,
Wanda.
You have to remember, you know, if you have to register to vote. If you're not registered, you have to do it 30 days before elections. Elections are November 6th. So please make sure that you're registered and, you know, hope that you come out in November and vote for me on the ballot.
We are on with Nikki Fried. Nikki is running for statewide office. She's running for the Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commission. Nikki, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, we've only got a few more days to the election, but people are already voting. What's going on?
Yeah, we are seeing enthusiasm all across the state. I've had just leaving the FAU campus where there was a rally that student government put on. It was myself and Andrew. It had been in Jacksonville and Orlando and Tampa, and the excitement all across the state. Everybody's ready. We're ready for voting. We're ready to get out there and ready for us to finally take back our state this year.
What are people telling you when you meet them out in the field? What are they saying to you? What is on the mind of the Floridian that's getting ready to vote?
They are excited. I was at FAU and all of these, you know, college kids who are just excited about being involved in the election process this year. As we told them that this election is up to them. We are counting on them to be out to the polls, not just have registered this session, but to go out there. And we're counting on them. People discredit this vote, but we know that in order for their voices to be heard, that they're coming out to the polls this year.
What's important that's at stake in this year's election for Floridians, Nikki?
Everything. The entire, you know, I talk about all the time, implementation of medical marijuana, making sure that we're protecting our kids when it comes to sensible gun regulation and our background checks. We talk about our water quality. You know, we see all across the state the green algae and the red tide that's making such a huge impact on our economy and on the health and safety and wellness of our citizens across the state. So our Floridians are wanting a change. The status quo is not what's working for our state, and they're excited about the momentum and the candidates that we have out there this year. And I keep telling everybody that we're going to have a blue wave this year because we're having a pink wave.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, some of the things that I've been seeing aren't too flattering. Some people are saying that you were a lobbyist, and that's not a thing that really is a good thing to people. Why don't we tell them a little bit more about that? Who did you lobby for, Nikki?
Sure. I have been an advocate and a fierce fighter for public education. I have been a fighter for our foster care children and for access to medical marijuana for the millions of patients across our state. I am so proud of these issues that I have been fighting for in Tallahassee, and it's what's gotten me to run for office this year, because I've been frustrated with how Tallahassee has shut the door on these important issues, and I want to make sure that we make a difference in people's lives. So I'm proud of these things that I've been working on, and I'm looking forward to making a bigger difference in Tallahassee.
Now, some people say that you're all out to take away their guns, Nikki. Seems kind of strange, given your fact that you have a permit, don't you?
I do. It's absolute political rhetoric from the other side. I have a concealed weapons permit. I own a gun for personal safety reasons. My job is to do my job as Commissioner of Agriculture. That means that we are doing a background checks for all of our weapons permits. That's for your concealed weapons, your hunting licenses, your K licenses, D licenses. We aren't trying to take anybody's guns. We just want to make sure that background checks are done efficiently and effectively, as opposed to the previous commissioner.
And Nikki, we've only got about 30 seconds left. Tell me about your take on the environment.
In the last 20 years, we have neglected the environment, and we're seeing the impacts of that every single day. You know, sea level rising to climate change, the hurricane that just hit our state is because the water is hotter because of it. And if we aren't reprioritizing our environment, we're going to lose some of the most valuable resources that we have here in the state of Florida that need to be a priority. We need to finally put science before politics.
Nikki, I want to thank you for putting yourself on the line for the people of Florida. I voted. Vivian voted. Everybody I know is voting. We're all excited. We're all energized. Last word before we've got to go.
Absolutely. This is not partisan. We all drink the same water. We all eat the same food. We all breathe the same air. Please consider voting for me regardless of party affiliation, because we are looking to make a difference this year.
Thank you, Nikki. You are making a difference. You sure changed my life. God bless you for running and having the courage to do it and stand up for what you believe in, Nikki. I'll see you real soon on the campaign trail. We'll be back with more after this.
Don't forget Nikki Fried. The website is nikkifried.com, NIKKIFRIED.com. Nikki Fried, AG Commissioner. That's what you're voting for.